You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Little story popped up yesterday, and we thought, oh, this is calling out to be discussed on our show. It's a movement, apparently, to have parents stop putting money into their kids' piggy banks, like putting quarters and nickels and dimes or whatever, Susan B. Anthony dollars, wadded up ones and fives in there. And they're saying, no, don't do that. If you've got a five-year-old, six-year-old, seven-year-old, get them a debit card.
It teaches your kids modern money management skills.
Yeah.
Hasn't the credit card been around for a long time? Isn't modern money management skills Venmo?
See, I'm on board with that. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I would. I think I would do a Venmo account for my child. I like this. I like all of it. I like the giving them a debit card.
Okay.
And, you know, if they're going to get an allowance or something, putting it in that account.
In that form.
If, you know, grandma and grandpa are going to give them 10, 20 bucks or whatever for their birthday, have them put it in there.
So what age are we talking here? Because I'm envisioning like a 6, 7, 8.
That's what they're talking about.
9, 10, right in there. Like a 10-year-old running around with a debit card.
I think 6 is probably a little young, but I can see at 8 and 9 starting to get them used to the idea. And hopefully, and I'm not naive. I know many people are aghast at this idea. Like, oh. I couldn't possibly do that. This is crazy. I get that. It probably is not going to be a real popular notion. But why not, from the age of 8, 9, and 10, at least teach kids about money in, money out?
The number one reason, they will lose the card. That is the top of my list, because I know how my 10-year-old is with things.
It's funny.
And he's actually a very intelligent kid, and he's got his ducks in a row, but it would be lost.
Yeah, but, you know,
it could be on a playground somewhere.
No, but I wouldn't send them out to play with it. But, I mean, couldn't they keep it in a spot? And when you're...
Sure you could.
When you're going somewhere with them, you're like, okay, get your card. We're going to bring
it. Put it in your pocket.
Or mom and dad can carry the card when they go shopping and then hand it to them. Yeah. I don't know. I think the younger you can turn kids on to the concept, the better in terms of their full education when it comes to the world of
money. I'm 100% on board with that. You know, we opened up our kids a saving. Listen, first things first, I can't talk bad about this at all. I've been instructed not to.
Okay. So I think I've
Let's
heard
just
this story.
Put this out there.
Jeremy
first of
has
all.
Been told that he cannot say this is a bad thing. And what was the reason you can't say it?
My wife told me I have to tread lightly today.
Because?
And be careful, because we have multiple friends that have debit cards for their kids already.
Okay. And you think it's a bad idea, but you're not allowed to say that.
I'm not 100% that it's a bad idea. I'm just not for it quite yet. I think it's a little silly to have a 10-year-old running around with a credit card, you know, buying Sour Patch Kids and Pokemon cards. I mean, we do teach money management. Reed has both of our kids have a savings account, and we teach them how to save. We have the little ledger and everything.
Getting that 0.0001%?
Right. No, yeah, long story with that. They're getting more than that. but they also have an envelope that we let them keep in the cupboard. So we make them save about 75% of what they get, and then they get to keep 25% that they spend. But it's cold, hard cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more important, to see the cold, hard cash leaving your hand. It's right there in front of you. There's your money, and it is gone as you give it away,
mm-hmm.
versus the magic card that, you know, they think they can just swipe forever, and it's always full of money.
Well, on one hand, I agree with you. The visual is important. I get that. However, cash is cash is disappearing, and I won't be surprised if in your children's lifetime there is no cash at all. Cashless society.
Maybe, but I don't think it's going to be gone in the next 25 years, 20 years.
You
have to know what cash
is. I am not so sure. I mean, it has already, just in the last 10 years, shrunk so that very, very few people carry cash on them anymore.
It's all on your phone. You just tap your phone and away you go. Again, it's magic money.
Right. And, I mean, if they have an account where they see that right now they have $10 and then tomorrow they've got zero, isn't that a visual also? When you look,
I think it's harder to
when
see.
When you look at the balance and it says zero, you have nothing?
I think it's harder for them to for that to click with them versus opening up that physical envelope in the cabinet and, oh, there is no cash in here. I can't do anything.
I don't know. That seems just too antiquated to me. I don't know if I would want to base my...
It's not, though. You open up your wallet now, you have cash. It's not antiquated. Cash is still extremely present right now.
It's not extremely.
It absolutely is.
Okay, how many times have we done some sort of thing where it was like everybody put in a dollar and 75% of the people will say, I don't have any cash. I don't carry
cash.
Yeah,
but cash has not like disappeared. You're acting like it's gone forever.
I'm saying it's disappearing.
I'll bet half
the people today carry cash who carried it 10 years ago. I'll bet half in 10 years. And things escalate.
Mm-hmm.
I think in another 10 years, you're going to be really hard-pressed to find anybody who's got a freaking dime on them.
Time will tell. I don't know. I don't have a time machine. I don't know.
I do not know. I know. It's disappearing. I think you're holding on to an old school form of money. And listen,
but the old school
form. I'm saying this as someone who carries cash at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
I always carry it, but I recognize that very few people do.
Right. But it's still like the baseline. That is the baseline of teaching your kids. This is cash. This is what goes into your account.
All right, listen. Your son is 10. He's going to be 11 next year. Mm-hmm. At what age would you get him a debit card?
Maybe by 12, 13, right in there. Like when they actually, and I think, I don't think it would be a debit card either. I think I would go for a credit card so they actually start building credit.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a debit card that just comes out of your account and it does nothing, you know, for your credit score. I think I'd have them start building credit. What do you think about that?
Well, I certainly agree with building credit. And you can get these little credit cards now that have what? Like,
and again, you can put pre-loaded amounts on these cards, like, $50, $100.
$250 or something like that.
So then you can have the conversation. You can have your savings account with your money in it. Then you can talk about paying your credit card, and then you can talk about what paying that credit card means. It's like the trifecta there.
Here comes Gene on the phone. Good morning, Gene. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Jeremy 100%. It's almost like having cash as opposed to credit card. Or you have like a stuffed toy and you have a virtual toy saying, yeah, you're going to have a toy, but I'm going to take it away from you. There's no repercussion. Where if you have a actual stuffed toy and you take that away from them, they're going to be devastated. Same thing with cash as opposed to card. They're going to see the cash in their hand leave, and the card, they won't see anything. So there's no...
Yeah, but cash is disappearing.
That's the baby step of knowing what cash is and how you spend it, and it does disappear. And I'm not saying that after they learn what cash is and what it does, then give them the debit card.
I don't disagree with that. Here's Gene. Thank you for the call. Here is Carlise. Carlise, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What do you say? What do you got to say?
Oh, we're flush with cash.
Actually, I got my 11-year-old a Greenlight debit card. He's now 13. It's been 2 years. He's learned responsibility. He's been able to track his payments. He's learned money management 100%. And they have age-appropriate debit cards that are really good in teaching children, especially, you know, going into the teenage years where they get a job and things like that, on how to manage it. It's really nice.
I think the big takeaway, too, is you have to have some really good parental backing. You know, you don't just hand them the card and be like, hey, have fun. You got money on it. You know, mom and dad are putting free money on your card. Now go spend the free money.
No. So he does chores and we load money onto it. In fact, we can remove the money if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do.
How much is he getting?
You know, we get him 5 days a week, and then the next week get him 3 days. So on the 3 days, he gets $20. And on the 5 days, he gets 30 because he picks up, you know, he does additional chores.
$50.
$50 for 5 days' work?
For a 13-year-old?
For 8 days.
What does he have to do?
He picks up poop. He cleans the cat litter. He does odds and ends.
He just shots. Earned it, as far as I'm concerned.
John, give him 100.
No kidding.
He does the dishes. He does a lot. All He's right. a really good
All
kid.
Right. So you're being a good parent. So thank you for that. That's
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. I'm reinforcing hard work. It pays off, you know.
You're our people.
Yeah, you fit in on this show.
Thank you for that.
Carlise, have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Appreciate you being on the show. People are sounding off about our chat a few moments ago about whether or not you should get an 8, 9, 10-year-old a debit card.
You're fired up, man. I did post it on our Facebook today. Consensus is when they get a job. Let's see. Lindsay said, my oldest of 15 got it when she started working. Carol says when they have a job. Chelsea says when they get a job. Brian says, my son got one when he turned 10. He has the green light debit card. That's been mentioned a few times, too, the green light debit
yep.
card. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You sounded like you did. You're like, yep.
No, kiddo, I remember, like, our caller even said something about it just a few months ago. So,
my kiddo got one at 15 that was attached to my account, says Lisa. He was going out of the country and on a camping trip, so she kind of was able to monitor the spending there. 14, when my son started working, we kept a limited amount in his account. So,
I mean, I like all of this because I like the way it opens up a dialogue between parents and children about money and money management.
That's the big thing. You have to do it.
And let's face it, there are plenty of adults who need a few lessons on money management.
Don't I know it?
Well, and in a way, this could actually help both sides.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, anyway. I can say no more about that. There's people in my life, Dom.
Boy, you're censored.
Another one I can't talk about.
You are censored a lot on
talk
this
about
show.
This one, but yeah, there's a family member, Dom, who.
Oh, I know who it is.
Makes it rain.
I've heard you talk about her.
My God.
I'll shut up. I won't say anymore.